It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session for those navigating life after leaving faith. My name is Jeremy West, I'm your host, and today we're diving into an often overlooked yet transformative tool, gratitude. Specifically, how gratitude can support your deconstruction journey. If you've left a faith-based community, you've likely faced a whirlwind of emotions, grief, anger, confusion, and perhaps even a sense of loss. Gratitude might seem like the furthest thing from your mind during such a challenging time, but it can actually be a grounding force. Let's start with what gratitude is, and just as importantly, what it isn't. Gratitude is not ignoring your pain or forcing yourself to stay positive. It's about noticing and appreciating the good in your life, even amidst difficulties. It's a way to anchor yourself in the present and acknowledge that even in chaos, there are moments of light. When I was going through my own deconstruction journey, I struggled to see anything to be grateful for. Losing my faith felt like losing my foundation. But slowly, through mindfulness practices, I began to notice small things, like a kind word from a friend, the beauty of a sunset, or even the simple act of breathing. These moments of gratitude didn't erase my pain, but they created space for peace alongside it. So, how can you begin to cultivate gratitude in your deconstruction process? First step is to start small. Gratitude doesn't have to be grand. Begin with basics. Ask yourself, what's not wrong in my life right now? This question was transformative for me and has been for some of my clients who had trouble seeing anything to be truly grateful for. It shifts the focus from what's missing to what's present. For example, you might realize I have a roof over my head or I'm loved by my kids. Step two is to make it a practice. Gratitude grows with consistency. Try incorporating a daily gratitude practice into your routine. One simple method is writing down three things you're grateful for each day. I do this every single day. These don't have to be monumental. Maybe it's the taste of your morning coffee or the feeling of the sun on your skin. Over time, this practice rewrites your brain to notice and appreciate the good around you. Step three is to reframe challenges. Gratitude does not mean ignoring difficulties. Instead, it invites you to see the lessons or the growth opportunities within them. For instance, if leaving religion has strained your relationships, you might reflect on how the experience is teaching you about boundaries or self-trust. Step four is to practice mindful gratitude. Mindful gratitude is about bringing full awareness to moments of appreciation. The next time you feel grateful, pause and really savor it. What does it feel like in your body? Where do you feel it in your body? Maybe it's a warmth in your chest or a sense of ease in your breath. By fully experiencing gratitude, you deepen its impact. Let me share a personal story. During my deconstruction, I often felt lost. But one day I sat outside and watched a bird building its nest. I remember feeling this deep sense of awe and gratitude for its persistence, its ability to create something new from scattered materials. That moment reminded me of my own resilience, the ability to rebuild my life piece by piece. Gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about finding those small, meaningful moments that remind you life is still beautiful, even amidst change, and even amidst uncertainty. If this is something you'd like to work on, you might make a daily intention. How many more ways can I notice and appreciate the good in my life even more? For more on setting daily intentions, check out episode 59 of It's Now Again. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.